Mark Kavisky here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Tuesday, August 24th of 2021. And today's episode is called Disappointment with God. Several years ago, Philip Yancey wrote the book Disappointment with God. In the book, Philip Yancey discusses the reasons we are disappointed with the way things turn out in life. We're disappointed that God didn't do something different. We're not blaming God. We're not necessarily mad at God. We're not accusing God of being wrong. We're just disappointed. Reminds me of the life of David Flood. Back in 1921, David was married to a woman named Svea, and they had a 2-year-old son. They lived in Sweden, but they felt the calling to be missionaries in Africa, to the place we call the Congo. They met another Scandinavian couple, the Ericsons, and they traveled to a remote village away from the mission compound. But the local tribal chieftain didn't like them, so they were forced to stay a half mile away and build their own mud huts to live in. There was not much success in sharing the good news because they were pushed away by that chieftain. But a young boy was allowed to bring eggs and chickens to sell to them each week a couple of times. So Sevilla Flood decided that if God was going to bring her one boy to teach, she was going to teach one boy, and soon enough he became a Christian. But there was no other success to be found. In time, they all suffered from bouts of malaria. The Ericsons returned to the mission compound, and Sevilla Flood at some point became pregnant. And after going through a very exhausting delivery, she passed away 17 days later after being weakened from malaria and giving birth. David Flood was broken. He turned angry. He dug a shallow grave for his wife, took his newborn and a son back to the compound, and he gave the daughter up to the Ericsons. He said, "I can't care for her, and God has taken away everything I have cared for. God has ruined my life." And with that, he left. Well, within 8 months, both Ericsons were stricken with a mysterious malady, and they died. And so there was another American missionary there, a couple, who adopted Aggie and brought her to the United States. They loved the little girl, and they raised her in South Dakota. She would attend North Central Bible College in Minneapolis, and she married a young man named Dewey Hurst. Years had passed, and they had a fruitful ministry. Aggie gave birth to a daughter and then a son. Her husband became the president of a Bible college. Aggie was intrigued to find so much about her Scandinavian heritage there, and she one day received a magazine that was Swedish in origin. And the cover photo was a white cross with her mother's name on it, Sevilla Flood. She knew she was adopted, but she had no idea what this was all about. So she found a college faculty member who could translate it for her. And basically, the story goes that there was one little African boy who had been led to Christ by this young white mother who had passed away. All the missionaries had left. And that little boy was allowed to start a school in the village. And he led all the other children to Christ as a result. And their parents became Christians. And even the tribal chieftain became a Christian. And as a result, there were over 600 followers of Jesus in that one village. All because of the sacrifice of David and Sevilla Flood. Well, for Aggie's 25th wedding anniversary, the college sent them on a vacation to Sweden so she could be connected to her heritage. She found her real father, David Flood, who was now in a bad spot. He'd been given to drinking. He had remarried and had 4 kids, and he was just bitter. The one rule in the family was never mention the name of God because God took everything from him. Well, she met her half-brothers and sisters. And then she prepared to meet her father for the first time. They warned her, "Don't say anything about God." She went in there, and he saw her, and he cried, and he hugged her. And he said, "I never meant to give you away." And she said, "It's okay. God took care of me." Instantly, the tears stopped, and he turned angry. And he said, God forgot all of us. Our lives are like this because of him. She said, Papa, I got a story to tell you, and it's true. You did not go to Africa in vain. Mama didn't die in vain. The little boy that you won to Christ won the whole village. He planted a church and it kept growing. And today there are 600 African people serving Jesus because you went there. Papa, Jesus loves you. He never hated you. He relaxed. He had tears. And by the end of the conversation, he recommitted his life to Jesus. A few weeks later, David Flood died and went home to eternity. Well, a few years later, there was a national conference on missions in England where there was a report given from Zaire. And they said there were some 110,000 baptized believers in the Congo that continued to spread the good news. Aggie went up to him afterwards and asked if he had ever heard of her parents, David and Sevilla Flood. He said, yes, it was Sevilla Flood who led me to Jesus. I was the boy your parents taught so many years ago. Today, your mother's grave is honored by all of us. He said, you must come to Africa because your mother is the most famous person there after Jesus. In time, that's exactly what they did. Aggie and her husband went to the village. They were welcomed, and she found the grave of her mother where she knelt down and prayed. And later that day at a church service, the pastor read from John 12:24. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. And he concluded with Psalm 126:5. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. I don't know if you feel like the efforts you've had in talking to your family, your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors, your co-workers about Jesus have been unsuccessful or lacking any impact. But I want to encourage you today to not give up. God is in the business of making great things happen with those who remain faithful to him. You will go through seasons of disappointment, but don't give up because God hasn't given up on you. This has been Mark Grabisky for Parables That Preach. Until next time, preach the word.